Okay, morning.
Morning.
We've entered a very special time period that's hinted at by the names of the upcoming parashios. Right now we're in Sefer Shmos. So the beginning parashios, if you take the first letter of each of the upcoming weeks, so it spells out Shovavim, right? Shmos, Vayera, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, B'Shpatim. The hint for that is, the pasuk says in Navi, Shuvu Bonim Shovavim, which means return. Shuv, do tshuva, you wayward children. So this is a special, auspicious time for doing teshuva during these weeks of Shovavim. We want to learn a piece from Tzvi Meir and Tzichos Hischazkus, which discusses, this was said in Shmos Tafshin Nun Vav, so it'll be 22 years ago. But it's contemporary, you'll see. So he's discussing what are some of the impediments to doing tshuva, to taking advantage of our time. So he begins by with a disclaimer. He says, "Kasha l'daber." It's very difficult to talk about this. "Befrach shabonos areinu leiv mor yodea maris nafsho." It's a phrase that people know. It's hard to get up and speak to a tzibur about doing tshuva because everybody has what to work on. "Ich shayach l'daber l'fnei tzibur." How can you talk in front of a whole group of people like I am right now? "Befrach bizman kodesh kazeh." At his time, he's talking about shalosh shudas. "Hakol bechinas az nidbaru ish arehu." We're just talking one person, one chaver to another. She's kinu kamapai mishakol b'derech efsher, what it's possible to achieve. It could be sometimes things are not said correctly, people are not attributed accurately the sources of what they're saying. So we've mentioned many times, shiroim b'svarim kodim, we see in the svarim kadoshim, shishchi l'dabir me'nyon etshuva. Once you start talking about teshuva, me'nyon etcharata, about having a regret for a person's actions, Nismali halei b'hargashis noraz. The heart becomes filled with powerful emotions. Ono anivo. Where can I go? Uzman shalik. We said the Mashiach kasha l'orer. Very now, we speak in this generation. We spoke about yesterday in the Emuna Chabura. We were talking about ikvus of the Mashiach, how the akiv is the lowest part of the body. In the body, the previous generations, like the avos, they were the head. The eyes, eine ha'eda. David HaMelech was like the harp. As you go down through the body, throughout the generations, it gets lower and lower and lower. Nebuch, the heel, with Ikfas and Mashiach, it's so coarse. It's probably you can take a pin. If you take a sensitive part of the body, if you touch it to a sharp pin, you're going to feel the pain. The bottom of your heel, it's very coarse. You can give a good cut there. You won't even feel it. So we're desensitized, is what it means. Ikfas and Mashiach. But we pointed out, Chaim Vital said over in the name of his Rebbe, that what you do is, in your generation, how it's so chashuv, like one of the Tanoim. So even though we don't feel it, it's hard to arouse ourselves, these types of feelings, whatever we are able to feel and have a true charata, it's very chashuv. Right? Avalmina Shabbat Shemayim Rotesh Nishtadel Kitzas Lios Shaychen in Tshuva. We should try. Nishtadel. We should try our best. Echem Devarim She'evshlis Or Kitzasu. What's one thing we could think about that might help us during this period of Shovim? What the greatest pitu, the greatest seduction of the Yetzer Hara is like this. Sha'af pam loma abdin. It says you didn't lose anything. Shavina shabayim, shabashamayim. Sam yuri hargosh she'ein rotzi la'avid mashi yeshlo.
We have a feeling. We don't like to lose what we have. Whether it's something financially, whether it's our car keys, whether it's something spiritual. We don't like to lose something we have that's inside. It's inherent in the Yiddish and neshama. Ve'im chas v'shalma abdin mashi. And if God forbid we lose something, prat. Something that's very difficult to get back. Mismalim charot, we're filled with regret. Yitzhahara
tells us, don't worry, you don't lose anything, because we don't like to lose things. So if we think if I'm going to do something wrong, I'm going to lose out. So don't worry, you don't lose. It's okay. Everything's all right. That's a Yitzhahara. Umashu lo masig be'ase tov. You didn't do this. You didn't make it to Minyan that day. It's no big deal. You didn't want to fill. Don't worry about it. Bechol ha'anyonim hayom. All these things. Yasig machar. You'll get it tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll dive with the Minyan. Tomorrow you'll do this. Tomorrow you'll learn with the chavrusa. Acher zman. Sometime later you get to it. Umashu chot echas v'shalom besur mira yisakin achakach. You did something wrong. Chas v'shalom. Okay, so you'll fix it. Don't worry about it. Aval pitu izehu sheker gadol. This is a complete lie. It's a complete lie. It's kenu be'ezus Hashem kam pamim beruch. We've explained many times. Shavina shabash shemayim. Hashem shalech v'chol neshama le'olam hazeh im shlichus sheraku yochel imlos. Every one of us has a shlichus, right? Lubavitchers weren't the first people to go on shlichus, right? We're all on shlichus. We all have a special mission that only we can do.
And in order to fulfill that, a melech would never send a soldier into the front lines of an army with fake ammunition. He'd give the person what he needs to fight the war. So we have a shlichus, we have the kochos to fulfill our shlichus in this world, whatever it is. We don't know what our shlichus is, we're trying to work and figure that out. V'chol yom v'yom yesh lo shlichus shel osa hayom. And each day has its own unique avoda. Today, this day in our lives has something unique that only can be accomplished on this day. V'im ein ani li mi li, im lo achshav eim asayin. If not going to work on it now, when's it going to happen? It says, v'avina shabashu anoysen v'chol yehudi kochos nifloim. We have unbelievable kochos. You know, it's documented. There's many stories like this with God forbid, if someone's child gets caught under a car, right? They get this unbelievable adrenaline rush. I've seen grandmothers lifting a car up off them. Where did the bubby get the koach to do this? She took a pill. She's like, Papa, you know, popped a can of spinach beforehand. Now she's like strong. She's got her muscles. She can lift the car. No, it was inside all along. She had the kochos all along inside her, but the situation caused something to happen, fight or flight, right? The situation caused an adrenaline rush, and all of a sudden, my child is in danger. And all of a sudden, this unbelievable kochos come pouring out. We have unbelievable kochos inside of us, he says. Shiyochlimo hashlichus hazeh v'chon yom. That these kochos, we can fulfill our shlichus. Kochos aguf, kochos anefesh. Physical koch we have. I'm tired, I can't go on. We have kochos aguf. Nefesh, I can't concentrate, I can't do this, I can't be, you know, I can't be omid on this nisayon. We have kochos aguf hanefesh as well. Har beisiyu, a lot of help we get. Sheyudim is maschil limlo shlichuso mekabel yoser v'yoser. And when a Jew tries to fulfill his or her shlichus, so we get more and more kochos to do this. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah, right? Zoche yotir. Aval chas v'shom imlo mekayim shlichus. If we're not going to do that, ve'ein mashkia kochos sheyesh. Oh, b'avodas Hashem, and we're not going to use the kochos that we've given us as mistalkim men hakochos. And they leave. The kochos don't stay with us. Shekola kochos hein begeder shel pikodon. Everything's a deposit. Hashem deposits with and gives us ability to serve Him, but if we don't use it, we let it atrophy and just goes away, so then the kochos leave. V'zikir be'ezot Hashem kama pamim baruch, we explain this many times. V'yidum divrei hareb reber, al aposuk, al tomer shehayom harishonim hayuk tovi me'elu. Don't say, like this is in Kohelet, don't say the previous days were better than these. Ki lo mechachma sh'alta zot. That's not a chachma, it's not a wise thing to say. Sh'ach zman rab, Yehudi maschi liros. Because after a while, a Jew will see, k'shebo lilmod Torah kedosha. He wants to learn. Ve'ein lo koichos shel pam. He doesn't have the koach he used to have back in the day. Ukshibol tefillin. He comes to daven. Ein lo koach. He doesn't have the koach to daven anymore. Chidoyim is similar in similar cases. Alze omer lo. He says Shlomo Hamelech. Al tomer hayom harishonim haytov me'elu. This is the case which Shlomo was talking about. He says, don't say those previous times were better. Kilo mechachma. That's not a wise thing to say. Shlahayze mechachma shelcha. This isn't your chachma. Sheila al shal savozet. Zehay bechinas she'ela pikadon. She'ela can mean a question. It could also mean to borrow something. Meaning the kochos that we had were borrowed. We had, they were little delenfos. It was a pikadon. It was a deposit. They were left with us in order to use them. V'kevin shlo nitzlach v'kochos. Since he didn't use it, lokach mimcha Hashem yisbaruch ha'pikadon. Hashem took back the pikadon. V'kama shechayim im ha'emes hazeh. And the more that we live with this reality, Yechom his gaber al pitui hayetzer. If we think about that, we can strengthen ourselves from getting tricked by that yetzahara. When I'm free, then I'll learn. Maybe that's not what our vote is. Maybe our vote is to learn, but dafka when we're busy. We can be more tremendous compassion ourselves. Kama koiches nevad meitanu b'meshech hashanim alze al yedei shlo melanu shlichuseinu. How much we've lost. No one likes to lose anything, but we think about how much time we've wasted. You know, we're all guilty of this. You know, visiting, you know, just foolish internet sites to what's the hack, what's going on, mabekach, things that we don't need, curiosity, I just want to see what's out there, how much time we waste on these things. So he says, the isim tzadikim, he brings down from the scene, kevin sheshavas vai of the nafesh, right? So, shavas v'yinafash, the Gemara has a drasha, when Shabbos comes, vai, woe is to my neshama. So it's interesting. We say Shavas v'nefash at the beginning of Shabbos, right? And yet the Neshama Yisrael leaves us at the end of Shabbos. So that's not the proper time to make the drasha. The Svarim point out, it should have been the drasha at the end of Shabbos. My Neshama Yisrael was leaving me. I had something. He says, no. Because when Shabbos comes in, a person gets a Neshama Yisrael, they have a heightened level of spirituality. At that point, they realize, I wasn't living on the level all the 6 days. I wasted my time this week. Woe is to my neshama because I was doing such foolish things the 6 days of the week. Now Shabbos comes, I have a proper perspective. That's when the drasha kicks in, right? When Shabbos starts. Not when the Shabbos necessarily leaves. When it comes to me, they say, voy of the nafesh, right? Kishabo, Shabbos Kodesh, Yehudi Mekabel, or Vidas, the Hiskaras. We have a closeness to Hashem. Maschiliros, Kama, of the Mimeni. See what he lost. God forbid with sins. Kol Echadim Chatoim Shlo, Ma'avdin, Moyerdik. Loses a lot. Kol yom v'yom ze matana. Every day is a gift, or every day is light. Chelik me'achayim. It's a piece of our life. Im chas v'shom ha'avdin hazman ze aveda nora. If we lose that, we're losing chas v'shom our life. Va'achar chet harishon. After the first chet with Adam harishon, shekol kol ha'chatoim. Right, every single aver was included in that one. Ein lano hasag ha'kol limud. We have no idea how to really understand this. Right? It's always dangerous to even teach these parashios in school at a young level because we don't really understand what it's really talking about. However, we can learn a lesson from it. As Rabbi Yudin said, there's no stories in the Torah. There's lessons in the story in the Torah. So what's the lesson? We spake many times. Where are you holding? He's trying to hide. We all try to hide from Hashem. Okay. Utachriv es olami. Hashem puts Adam there and says, pay attention. He shows him the whole world and says, don't destroy my world. I created such a beautiful garden. Don't destroy it. Kol Yehudi olam mole. And each one of us is an olam as well. Don't destroy yourself. That's the deeper message. When Hashem tells Adam, be careful. Be careful with my world. Be careful with you. You are my world. Sadikim, kishayit mefatel chet haomer of shachakach yisagni. Do an aver and afterwards you'll fix it. Echta veshuv, I'll do a chet now and I'll do shuva later. Tzrichim l'anos, you have to answer back your yitzhar like this. Shaharbe harbe yoser kal his gabriel hayetzer. It's so much easier to overcome the yitzhar now, milisaki nachkach, than to fix it afterwards. Right? The people say it's always better to say no to the food now rather than have to try to diet to take off the pounds. So the same thing is better to say no to the aver right now than do the aver and try to fix it afterwards. Rashi points out how much an aver brings down a person that before the chet of chet ha'egel, panim upon him. And then afterwards though Moshe had to have a mask, he couldn't speak directly. So in the last paragraph he says like this. V'imidabim harbim izeh. And we talk a lot about these ideas. It's good to talk to chaverim and to schmooze out these ideas and give each other chizuk. I feel kitzas b'mashigilu on a chazal of svarim kadoshim. Even just a little bit of what's revealed to us from the svarim. Kama shiroim al yidei zech atoyim chas v'shom ma'avdin kol kach. We see how much an aver takes away from us. Efshilus or kitzas. Then we could arouse ourselves a little bit. In this ikfasa de mashiach, in this hard times we're living in, we can arouse ourselves a little bit. V'kash lefarit lifnei tzibur shekol echad hu olam ole. It's hard to talk, speaking to a whole Sibur, when everyone themselves is a complete universe by themselves. Yesh ke'elah shiratan Hashem yisborach shisorah b'hargashas ke'elah v'shel charata u'marimus. Some people, Hashem wants them to feel that sense of bitterness and of charata and of regret. V'yesh ke'elah shiratan Hashem yisborach shisorah b'hishaskus. Others want to be mechaz themselves in a positive way. He brings a story about with the Beis Aharon, the first stolen Rebbe. The two Hasidim came to him, and one of them, he was broken. And so he, the first thing, gave him a lot of chizuk. He says, everything you do is so chashim. And he left, he went out of the room, and he came, and he was like, he's really in a good place. He's so basimcha. So the other chassid sees what happens, and he also goes in. He goes, he's so basimcha. He's like, no, for you. He starts giving him musar shmuz and a charat. You have to regret for everything. Because every person is a world unto themselves. So we have to take what we can from it, and to realize that now is a special time of shovavim, this time of tshuva, that everybody has to do tshuva. A student asked me this week, we were talking about tshuva, and he says, I forget what we were talking, it's Shinui Makom. Somehow in the sugya of Shinui Makom, the kid asked me, how do you do tshuva every day? So we just learned a halacha about sometimes you change locations, you have to make a new bracha, you didn't know about that. The more you learn, the more you grow, the more you have to realize that I don't know everything. So I learned something new today, and today I learned something I didn't know yesterday, so now I have to tshuva what I didn't know from yesterday. But it's life is a work in progress. Life is a work of progress. So we're constantly growing, but now we should chap arayin. This very special time period, these 42 days of shovavim, is a time when this tshuva is there. You know, we think aseres mi tshuva, that's the only zman from it. Tshuva is the whole time. It says al koponim rotzen avinu shabash shemayim shnistado. We should try nistado hargish kitzas, just to have a little bit of a feeling charot of regret His tokuk is a little bit of a longing and a desire. Lahachzir kol ha'avedos hanoros shnevdu mitana biyadayim. For all the things we've lost, we should try very hard to get them back during this time of Shovim. Okay, shkoyach everybody. Bye.